Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
June 2015. Savor every second of the sunlight, ladies and gentlemen, because it's all downhill from here.
Boo.
Although I sort of hate that whole crazy game of...
Hey, we're one day closer to winter, everybody.
Yeah, you know, come on. We got a lot of summer left here. Let's just enjoy it.
Stop being a downer here.
Don't be a downer. Exactly right. Welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Todd had a very eventful weekend with all the weather. I'm sure all of you have stories you could share, and we certainly welcome the weirdest weather thing that happened to you this weekend. But I think, not to be a story topper, I think Todd takes the prize on the weirdest weather thing to happen to him.
No doubt.
Over the weekend. Yeah.
Get the reference? Lightning strikes, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to tell you that story in a moment here. We're going to talk about quotas or targets in law enforcement, which I will just, full disclosure, right out of the chute, tell you I have no problem with whatsoever. I really don't, because there's a really simple way to avoid any problem with them. And I think it's sort of a media thing. I do. I think reporters sit around and, I got to write something or they're not going to pay me anymore. What am I going to write about? And, need to dream up. It's like, for instance, whenever there's an anniversary of anything, there was a few tornadoes this weekend. So, remember the Northwood tornado? All right. And not to diminish in any way the significance of the Northwood tornado, was a big deal, especially for a little community like Northwood. But you get the 2 years ago today, a tornado ripped through Northwood, and then they find somebody that, where were you when the tornado, then 3 years it's the same story, 4 years it's the same story. I kind of think this is one of those deals with these quota stories where they really just flip out over quotas, and I'm not sure real people are concerned about them.
So you're saying that reporters have quotas too, just like people believe, some people believe police have quotas and they just got to figure out a story, so they just, that's what they do?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. I want your take on that. We're going to talk a little bit about it. And Highway Patrol had a bit of a controversy over this recently, and the Fargo Police Department is now getting some grief similarly. More recently here over the last couple of days. So I want your take on that today on the program. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here, our fine sponsor today on the program, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check out that website. They have a really neat event going on today at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. They are hosting a whole bunch of teachers from around North Dakota. So Ron will tell us about that as well today on the program, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Also, if you don't have it circled yet, do me this favor. July 14th and July 16th, two great events, the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, South Hart, North Dakota, Alexander, North Dakota. These are going to be a blast. They really are. Every year they're fantastic. It's just something you should bring the whole family to and just plan a little trip around. Maybe a trip out to Medora and then, hit South Hart and then go on to Medora on the way back, whatever. Just take it in. If you're any way involved with the industry, say, for instance, making your livelihood as a result of it and really don't get a chance to get out there that much, I'm thinking of someone that, maybe works on the eastern end of the state, but a lot of their customers are on the western end of the state in oil and gas development. It's a great opportunity to mix with folks that are in the industry, learn more about it, and really fun. Events start at 2:30 each of the days, and then a big barbecue at 4, and live entertainment, just a lot of fun. The Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, July 14th and 16th. Check that out. Last programming note, and then we'll get to it here today on the program. Tomorrow we'll be at the Peacock Alley, downtown Bismarck, for a Coffee with the Mayor event, Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary. We decided to do this because, we do these events with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall, and on occasion, Coffee with Kramer event. And I'm sort of exploring maybe doing more of these in the communities where we broadcast from with local officials just to find out what's happening in these communities. So Mayor Mike does these already, and we decided to combine my putting the toe in the water on finding out what's on the minds of folks in individual communities and interacting with their local officials. So you'll be able to call in questions for Mayor Mike or join us in person at the Peacock Alley. And they have breakfast there now. So come on by for free coffee. Should be great fun. Okay, now, to join us on the program, we call What's on Your Mind. It's as simple as a phone call. And that telephone number is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us when we are on the air, live on the air. Okay? And also, you can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And we're coming to you live and direct from the studios of 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, the patriotic blowtorch of the valley, AM 1090 KTGO, the flag west out there in Tioga and Williston, Watford City, Stanley and Tioga, oil capital of North Dakota right there in Tioga, and, of course, KLTC in Dickinson as well. All right, hang on, Todd. You're going to keep us in suspense on your story because Andrew and Jamestown's first to go.
Oh, of course.
But I do want to hear, you're not going to believe this story, what happened to Todd. And we are putting out a challenge, top this.
You think you had nobody can, but you never know.
You think you had a rough weather weekend, you try and top this. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott and Todd. How you guys doing this morning?
We're swell today, thank you. I'm swell. Todd's still recovering a little bit.
I got a little bit of a headache yet.
You got kind of a bump on the noggin there, but yeah.
Oh, the hurricane will be fine. He could probably walk into another one of those. But I'm not going to give that away. I'll just shut up. What I'm going to say is that you know, I'm a little bit concerned over the outbreak of shootings that seem to be just compiling, and we as a society, in my opinion, seem to think that the problem lies with, well, a lot of different things. My opinion about it is, and I know Scott's not going to dig this at all, but I am going to say this. I really believe that we need, I don't want Scott's guns. I don't want Todd's guns. I don't want anybody's guns that can handle them responsibly. What I do want is the guns out of the hands of the people that cannot handle them responsibly. And I know what your question is going to be, Scott. Well, how do we do that? Well, I agree, less government is better, but boy, it's like immigration. How do you fix that?
I don't think you do what you, and first of all, I don't know that anybody would disagree with you, that being a noble goal. The question, as you say, is how do you do it? And my question to you would be, how do you do it without keeping guns from law-abiding citizens?
Well, and that's really the trick, isn't it? Because, you know, the last time we, and I'm going to use this as the staple, and it's ridiculous because it's a poor comparison, but Obama went ahead and did what he did, and that caused a great big outbreak with the immigration thing. So I'm not suggesting that we take everybody's guns away. That's just ludicrous. But I think we need to really consider, and I know you don't like this, Scott, because I've heard you talk about it time and time again, we need to really expand that background check somehow. And I don't know how. I wouldn't even begin to venture how, because it would just create a great big mudstorm. But what I will say is this, is that the guns that people want to discuss are the people that are discussing guns that deserve to have them, and they have solid opinions. But I really believe that when you talk about people getting shot every other week, and yesterday there was one, there was a birthday shooting on Father's Day, and 10 people were injured. And I don't know if that made the main line, but I caught it off the web somewhere. To me, that's just appalling.
Yeah, I mean, you're hearing about the incidents, and obviously, I continue to say, prime examples, South Carolina. First of all, there was nothing in this young man's background that would suggest he shouldn't have a gun. All right, there was nothing that would prevent him. I think his dad bought it for him, but he could have bought it. All right, so there was nothing that would have said you can't have a gun. Number one, that's my understanding, at least what I've seen preliminary on the reporting. Number two, this was a gun-free zone. This church, the single stupidest idea I've ever heard of on the planet Earth, that is a gun-free anywhere, because it suggests that people bent on killing someone would care if there's a prevention of firearms on that particular location.
So, you know, what I find most telling about that too, just to jump off that, that's hallowed ground. I mean, I understand, and I think I heard you made a comment about it was on a church, and that wasn't so much the deal. I guess I would just take a little bit of an issue with that, unless I'm remembering wrong. But I, you know, why in the world would anybody need a gun in a church? And why in the world? I mean, you know, I thought it was bad.
Well, I mean, quite honestly, Andrew, why? I'll answer your question for you. Why in the world would anybody need a gun after the first shot? Maybe he's done, rather than nine people are dead. And that would have been a very good reason to have one there. Now, it's sad you need one there, but my point is the idea of making it gun-free only ensures that the psycho gets, you know, to reign his terror.
And not to beat a dead horse, though, Scott, but then you're putting guns right back in people's hands and you're talking about who should have those guns and who dispenses the...
Which genius gets to decide who's responsible? That's a scary thought as well. Not necessary in my mind. More coming up.
Your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have the full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Funny past the hour, back on What's on Your Mind. Previous caller Andrew in Jamestown, I think, has his heart in the right place in that he sees a utopia out there of which only responsible people actually hold the ability to carry firearms. But, you know, I'm not the kind of person that when an incident like this happens in South Carolina or somewhere else that we go, see, we just got to figure out a way to... If you want to try and figure out a way to fix something, that'll prevent, like what happened in that South Carolina church. Start with evil. Start trying to decipher what leads someone to have that much hate in their heart that they will resort to flat out evil. It's the intent to harm that ought to be our concern, not the inanimate object that ultimately accomplishes it. Why is that so hard to understand? Now, I understand if you're someone like Obama, that you know, the president or other gun grabbers that just flat out hate the Second Amendment, I get it. It's a political opportunity for them. They say, perfect. All right, now, another example. See, here I'm right. If you'd listen to me, this stuff wouldn't happen. That's a political argument. I don't think Andrew's a political animal. I don't think he's trying to advance a political agenda. I think he wants to fix a problem. Well, let's start that with a conversation about stopping evil. I'd love to have that conversation. Because that's what it was in South Carolina. That was evil. Some opinions came in during the break here.
Hi, Scott. This is Fred from Bismarck. And, you know, the liberals, they keep wanting to talk about beating a dead horse. You know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Just as proof, shovels don't dig without a person to use the shovel. I set my shovel and my seeds out by the garden earlier this year, and I'll be darned, they didn't plant themselves. You have a great day, Scott, and thanks for the job you guys are doing.
Thank you, Fred. Yeah. That's a good chuckle there. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Okay, I can't do this to the audience any longer. We have to tell them what happened to Todd over the weekend. So you're at a wedding reception for the great Eugene Grainer.
Yeah.
Up there at the Bismarck Country Club.
Well, he threw an unforgettable party. I'll never forget it. I don't. The problem is, I feel like the White House, or the Watergate tapes, rather, there's a little period of time I don't remember.
Okay, so, but tell me what you do remember. So you're at the party, and you're leaving the party, and the weather's starting to get a little crazy at this point.
Yeah, it's starting to rain a little bit, so it's not all that bad yet. And we get to the front door, it's raining, so I told Carrie, my wife, well, I'll tell you what, you wait here, I'll go get the Buick and bring it up, and I'll pick you up. No big deal, right?
True gentleman you are.
And in retrospect, I'm very glad I did this. But it's at the Country Club in Bismarck, so right by Tom O'Leary. So Eugene Grainer's got a lot of friends, so I'm parked like a couple of blocks away because we get there kind of late. And so I'm walking in the rain. I'm like, well, okay, it's rain. Big deal. Like, I'll put dry clothes on when I get home. But then the wind starts. And then hail starts. And it's like the 82-mile-an-hour winds that were reported just were not there, and then all of a sudden, right there. And I'm starting to feel, you know, little bits of hail on my head, and I'm like, ooh, good grief. This is, and then I can't walk against it. It's like I'm being waterboarded. And I've got to walk against it. I thought, well, maybe I can go back into the country club. Well, I can't see it. Turns out the power went out there. So it's all pitch black anyway, whether I can see it or not with the rain and wind and hail and all that stuff, who knows. So, but I can see my Buick, and I thought, well, all right, I'm going to keep going. I remember getting hit in the head a couple more times with little bits of hail, and I'm looking around, and there's hail the size of my palm around me on the ground. And I'm thinking, wow. At that point, I don't know what happened. But I wake up and I'm next to a guy's pickup that's a couple of car lengths, about three car lengths ahead of mine. And I'm on my back and I realize, I gotta get out of here. There's a storm going on. I can't be laying here.
So how long is this? And like, Carrie tell you how long this is between?
She figures 5 or 10 minutes. I mean, nobody really knows. And of course, it was chaos there because then the power went out and then, you know, they're all freaking out because nobody can see anything in there. And Everybody's bumping into everybody and stuff. But fortunately, I'm laying by this guy's back tire, so I grab the tire to pull myself up and then the pickup box, and I get myself pulled up, and I stagger over to the Buick, and I get in there, and I'm sure I'm in, like, half shock at this point. So I ended up in ER because I thought, well, I'll go home, and, you know, I'll shake it off, and I was just, the headache was getting worse.
All right, top that, folks. Holy buckets.
They can't find anything wrong. They did a CAT scan. They did an EKG. They can't find anything wrong.
What was your joke on Facebook? Did a CAT scan and...
All they found was litter.
Litter. Oh, I like that. I like that. Well, we're glad you're okay, but my gosh.
And Phil Parker thought maybe I got struck by lightning, but then wouldn't there be like a burn someplace and nobody could find any kind of burn or anything either? I mean, I don't know.
If you've got a better story from the weather this past weekend, you let us know there, by golly. Let us know what you think. Ah, unbelievable. That's really scary. So do you think it was the hail that knocked you out?
That's what I think, but I don't really know. Could have been a gust of wind that just smacked me into the pickup or something. I don't know. It all happened so quick. And, of course, it's in the whole surreal thing of walking into being, you know, ice-boarded, really, because it's all this hail with it, too.
Yeah, power was out for, well, into the early morning hours and some even late morning hours, right?
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Huge, huge trees just picked up and set back down on their sides like they're no big deal. Wow. The little trees didn't get it because the wind blew right through them. It was the big trees that caught the wind that... And it's just, ugh.
Yeah, the social media has been amazing, seeing the trees and the debris and it's done. It's crazy. So we've certainly had an eventful weather a couple of days here, without question.
But so I'm hoping nobody got hit in the head with either hail or wind or a lightning or a tree or some of those trees. I'm looking around going, well, I'm glad I wasn't walking by that when that thing went.
No,
I've been worse off.
Hey, Manny has shared with me that his dad on his Facebook page put a quote up from Samuel L. Jackson regarding the shooting in South Carolina, saying, "I don't think it's about more gun control. I grew up in the South with guns everywhere, and we never shot anyone. This shooting is about people who aren't taught the value of life." What do you think of that? I think Samuel L. Jackson has vastly more wisdom than a lot of folks out there on this debate.
Amen.
Guns everywhere. We never shot anyone. This shooting is about people who aren't taught the value of life. Any shooting is about people who don't value life. That's evil. Let's deal with that, not gun control.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the program brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council. Next hour, by the way, will join us on the program. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome today on the program. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is the website. Also brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. How'd you sleep last night, Todd? Once you finally got your noggin all figured out there.
Like a baby.
Yeah.
I don't know why they say like a baby. Not every baby sleeps through the night.
Yeah, I know. But I have a friend.
Like I was still knocked out by the storm there. That's how much I slept.
A friend of mine likes to say that. I slept like a baby, up every 2 hours. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number. If you want the Scott and Todd deal for the folks at MyPillow, that'll get you a two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. And this is the one that stays cool, no tossing and turning, comes with a 10-year warranty, will not go flat, ladies and gentlemen, 60-night money-back guarantee, and has that patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. That's really the secret. We got to get Mike on, the founder, again. I'm going to try and do that this week and get an update on MyPillow. I love his stories. I really do. And he loves helping people. And we've heard from a lot of folks who have been helped by MyPillow. No snoring and sleep apnea and all kinds of things, so it's great. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Tomorrow at the Peacock for the Coffee with the Mayor event, and Thursday will be the National Association of Royalty Owners Conference up in Minot at the Grand Hotel. Hope you're joining us for that. Should be a lot of fun. Okay, I promised since we started the program to talk about quotas, and I really want to know what you think about quotas. Now, there's a difference of opinion here, right? Because some people say there are quotas and some people say there are targets. Let me just, quite honestly, I don't have a problem with either, but I think quotas are kind of a bad word in law enforcement. This was recently an issue with the Highway Patrol. Reportedly, one trooper said he left over quotas. Not sure whether that was accurate or not, but that's how it was reported. And let me read you from the Fargo Forum on Saturday here. And just when it gets to the point of you're outraged, call me and tell me how outraged you are. Okay? Over this? When it gets to the really bad stuff. 800. Okay. Now I got Manny. And now I can talk to some of these callers. Manny, have you got me? Okay. Can you give me some names on these callers? I'll talk with this
gentleman.
Yes, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm up in Towner County. And, you know, Scott, I knew you might not come in out of the rain, but Todd doesn't come out of the hailstorm.
He went into it. I mean, he ventured into it just to pick up his lovely wife.
Yeah, but was he driving in a convertible or running on down the street without anything on his head?
Yeah, he should have probably brought along a helmet, but I don't know if he knew the hail was coming in, see.
Well, everybody should carry a hard hat and one of those blaze orange jackets just so when they're out running around stuff like this.
Yeah.
You got to be proactive, not paranoid.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, he's not hooked up right now because of our little technical glitches going on here today, but more weather. We're going to blame this on more weather, I guess. But
is that what it is?
I don't know. I guess
lightning
so.
Or?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Somebody else got hit in the head with more hail. Not sure. Not sure what.
Maybe it was God.
Well, I think it is a. I think that's fair to say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also
known as active nature, right?
Yeah.
Dave, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have to go to a break, but we're going to chat with you as soon as we come back, okay?
All right. Thank you.
We're back on track here, so hang on, Dave. You're next on What's On Your Mind. All right. We'll get Todd back here, too. I promise. More of What's On Your Mind after
this. You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Wondering what your royalties are worth? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. The biggest names in oil and gas will be there to present the very latest on what's happening in the world-class Bakken. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the North Dakota Tax Commissioner are just some of the featured speakers. Take the Bakken tour Thursday morning. Take in all the seminars beginning at 1 on Thursday, and don't miss a minute of the information-packed Friday conferences that are scheduled. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to naro-us.org. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
No interest financing, 36 months, and on sprayers it'll have you in the field when your neighbors are not. I'm talking about the good folks at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. The folks that have one focus, and that's sprayers, and great deals on sprayers. In fact, Tyler told me, do me a favor, Scott. Tell everybody, I want to move some sprayers, new and used. So, no interest financing on new and used sprayers, 36 months, and I'm dealing. Tell them I'm dealing. I want to move them out. We got to move some units. All right, I don't know about you, but it sounds like a reason to head to High Plains Apache. So check them out, highplainsapache.com. They're in Mandan across from Bonanza, exit 60, south of Fargo and Frontier, or online at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. Is their telephone number. They also have that ET Ag Center, so they if it's a pump, it's a hose, a fitting, a valve you need, spray tip, they've got it, 50,000 of those parts at High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Dave's on the road. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Well, I haven't talked to you in a while, Mr. Scott. It's been a while, man. Maybe about 2 or 3 months, 4 months.
Well, what gives? What? Why so long between calls?
Well, every time I came through the Dakotas, on recording, and I just didn't get a chance to talk to you. That's all it is to it. I came through late at night.
All right. Well, we enjoy hearing from all of our fine listeners, and don't wait so long next time.
I'll try not to, my friend. You talking about that quota deal. I've got a niece that's a deputy sheriff in Illinois, and I was talking to her about that, and she said, told me she's a wolf face. She says, if you get stopped, there's either one reason or two reasons or three reasons, be any reason. I said, what's that? She said, well, it looks suspicious, speeding, or you're not paying attention, or you don't have your seatbelt on. Now, if you're breaking the law, that's normal. You get a ticket. It's just like with texting. I've been going down the road here for the past few years since they came out with that texting machine and all that stuff. And I'm illiterate when it comes to that. But the funny part is a lot of them will have their leg propped up where they can text real easy and keep one eye on the road and one eye on the machine. And I seen a young lady do that one time, and she wound up in a ditch.
Yeah.
And now I was a witness to it, so I just pulled over to the side and asked if she needed any help. And at that time, my officer came by and asked what was going on, and I said, well, she wasn't paying attention to the road bumps, and she tried to avoid one, and one of the bumps knocked her, hit her wheel, and she went to the ditch. And I was covering for her, which I shouldn't have done, but, I didn't want to get the lady in trouble. That quota stuff is a bunch of bull. If you break the law, you get a ticket. Hey, admit it. Just go ahead and pay for it, get it out of your way.
Right, it's a very easy way to avoid it all, and, even if there's a full-fledged quota, or okay, this law enforcement agency says every officer will write 25 tickets no matter what, go out there and do it. He can only write the ticket if you're breaking the law. Now, again, somebody might allege, well, he's at 23 and he needs to get to 25, so he's going to get somebody on the edge. Well, tell it to the judge. If you didn't do anything wrong, then that law enforcement officer's also not upholding his. And here's see if you think this is too strong, Dave. I think the uproar over quotas or targets or whatever. Again, I think the most of the folks that I've seen, I respect, and they've explained this properly of how they're doing it. They aren't quote-unquote quotas, but they are saying a quota says you have to have X number. A target says get somewhere in this range because we know in an average 10-hour day that's what you're going to see out there. But set all the nuances of the debate aside for a second. In general, I believe, Dave, this is a symptom of what's wrong with this country. That, rather than take personal responsibility, say, if I don't speed, I won't get a ticket. If I don't run a red light, I won't get a ticket. It's like, oh, why do you got a quota? And maybe if you don't, I'll get by with it. I mean, wow. I don't envision any of the founding fathers thinking that way myself. But
I'll tell you what, when I first started driving trucks back in 72, I used to run the southern parts of the United States, I-10, 20, so on and so forth. And I had a fast truck. And back then, the speeds weren't like they are now. And I swear before God, if I'm lying, maybe strike me dead right now. But I had enough speeding tickets from Texas to line my wall at my house. And I was speeding. And I paid the fine.
Didn't blame a quota. Dave, good to hear from you. Nice hearing from you. Thanks for the insight. Call again. Casey emails, wonderful thing about a lawful concealed carrier is that you can carry into a gun safe or free zone and no one knows until an idiot decides to play a stupid game, at which point he will win a stupid prize. I was taught by the greatest army and my father how to safely handle a gun, and I refuse to let anyone around me or my family to be a victim. It's sad I have to carry concealed in my church, but since some people don't value life as I do, I have to protect my family. You never hear of someone walking into a gun show or a sporting goods store and shooting up the place, but you put that gun-free zone sign up, and you're asking for trouble, says Casey. All right. Sally, you wanted in on gun control, too. Give me your thoughts real quick here.
Well, I think there are two levels on this. I agree with the message that you just read, but I think that the first level, I think, if you get a higher percentage of lawful citizens who have been taught how to handle guns safely and carry them, I think you're going to have a much diminished body count when there's an incident.
Well, I don't know how you pull that off, but I love that theory. I think you got a good idea there, better than some of the other ideas we discussed this hour. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.